relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Wake up!
Hello! Welcome to Relax, the podcast, where we are going to do the opposite of relax tonight. And we're going to talk about something I'm sure that will upset one of us at some point.
Okay.
I'm Colleen Ballinger.
I'm Eric. What happened? I just know this is going to be a rough one. You're already picking on me today. I've seen you for like 20 minutes total today, and you're already picking on me right before we started.
Your eyes look really pretty. That jacket makes your eyes look very pretty.
The jacket makes my eyes look pretty?
Well, your eyes are always pretty, but like the specific brown of this jacket is making like the light copper colors come out of your eyes, and it looks really pretty. Anyway, I've had a weird long day, but we'll get into that later. First, let's talk about who needs to relax.
First, I should say I have a surprise for you.
Oh my God, what is it?
I'm a special guest.
I'm scared. What is it?
You are?
Yeah.
We have a special guest tonight. They're back. My absolutely poisonous, toxic.
Oh, I already know that.
Pure death.
Farts.
So,
Eric,
since we're now locked in this pretty small room together for the next
you guys, when he gets
90
these,
minutes
like,
or so,
because he's toxic. We always talk about pooper farts like immediately.
I think it has to do with vitamins. I don't know.
It definitely has to do with vitamins. Like when you take
vitamin farts, when need you to take relax. Like, that's not my thing.
When you take like a bunch of vitamins, it's wild what happens to you. Speaking of, I forgot to take my prenatals today. I need to do that. I could take my vitamins right now and we could just live in each
just
other's
hot box this vitamin room.
Anyway,
AKA business as usual.
All right. So, well, at least warn me before they happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go first this week? I feel like it's your turn.
This one is a quick one for me because it's something that just happened to me today. So I was looking up a recipe online and I could get into like how, when you look up recipes online, they're like, oh, last year
In
Martha's Vineyard, when I was enjoying the cool, crisp air. I'm like, just give me the freaking recipe for chicken casserole.
And then you get, then you like read an article, like you scroll 20 times reading this article, and then at the bottom it's like salt, pepper.
Yeah. That's not what I was going to say though, but I could go into that.
Okay.
Today, there's a recipe I wanted to look up, and I looked it up. And I saw this recipe that had like 500 five-star reviews. And I was like, this looks like the ish. It was like New York Times Magazine presents like the best short ribs you'll ever eat in your whole freaking life. Mm-hmm. Click on it. And it's like, you want to see this recipe? Cool. Sign up and subscribe to us.
Are you saying paywalls?
Yes.
To relax?
People
got to, they got to make that
I
money.
I know, that's fine. But like, I can't stand that. And that happens a lot of times, like something will be trending on Twitter or something, like some crazy headline.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh my God, I want to read this article. Like I have to read about this crazy thing in the news. And I'll click on it and be like, oh, you want to read about that? Too bad. You have to subscribe. I can't stand that. I think it needs to relax.
Yeah. I mean, these things are businesses and then they need, you know, they're not nonprofits and they need money and they're providing a service. I should say though that this podcast is not behind a paywall. Yes, there are ads within it or whatever, but like it's not behind any, you don't have to subscribe to anything. You mean it'd be nice if you subscribe, but it's not going to cost you anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Other than your whatever your internet bill is, but we don't get any of that.
I know. I get that. I'm not saying like I don't want these people to have jobs. Like you're trying to make it sound
but
like
it is
like
frustrating when especially for me because like if I'm ever on Twitter, it's primarily as like a news source. Mm-hmm. And so much of it is like these very grabbing headlines that you're like, oh, I got to read this, or they found his body, or they, you know what I mean? Like if these are the top five places where you can catch COVID and you click on it and it's like, behind, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Like I just wanted to find out like how to make short ribs. And it's like, you have to sign up for this thing and subscribe and pay money. Yeah. And I'm like,
sure,
this
is not something.
Just tell me, put salt and pepper and throw them in a crock pot. Like, tell me what's, you know.
Short ribs is not something you can just wing.
Well, yeah, I know. So anyway, that really, I really can't stand that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry if that like,
we're not like
short rib
people. It's just like, we've been looking for different.
I don't think anyone is thinking.
I think what you need, like you also need protein to relax, I feel, because that was, you needed that recipe because you are in search of any kind of protein that you are not right now sick of.
Yeah, I hate
I.e.
all
like
protein.
Chicken or salmon.
I can't stand protein. Anyway, sorry, I guess my relax wasn't very good, but.
You're done?
Yeah, well, I thought we'd like converse about it, but you're like, people got to have jobs.
How oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I know, but then I,
which
agree,
I agree with.
But then,
yeah.
But then I agreed with you about it. It is frustrating when there's things you need and they think they should be available.
Well, I just don't think they
should. You could go to a library and take out a cooking book that has a good.
Well, there's lots of other websites I can go to.
Was it 1946? Yeah.
There was lots of other websites I could look for recipes on. I just think that's like, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like when I click on it. I'm all excited about the five-star review. And they're like, actually, you can't look at it unless you're part of a special club. Like, I don't like that. I'm like, F you. I don't want to be a part of your club.
I wonder how many things.
I feel like a fool. I think that's why I don't like it. I feel like I got duped. Like, all you have to do is click this button. You get the best recipe in the world. Yeah. And you click it and they're like, actually, you're not invited.
But it's got me thinking, though, because I know you and the type of person you are. That like, I wonder how many, like over your lifetime, or at least like the past 10 years, mm-hmm. how many of these things you've signed up for.
Zero.
And what, no, I don't mean like things like that. I mean like subscription services, like things that charge you monthly that like you have just continued to pay even though you don't use. Cause I feel like I have things like that for me, like things that like you paid with them with your face or your fingerprint because you were like, oh, I need to. For me, it's like always like those, like a scanner app or like a signed document app. And then, sorry, am I boring you?
No, I'm just pregnant and yawn all the time.
And then like you're charged like $6 a month. You know what I mean? Like
I don't
forever.
Think I don't think I'm a part of anything that I am not aware of that I'm paying for.
I'm sure that I am paying monthly.
Love it. Sort of,
well, what?
For what?
Well, I don't know. Like a scanner app or like a signed document app or like some sort of like. Streaming network that you're like, oh, we need this for this show, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
And then like, I feel
true.
Like we both pay for Disney Plus. We both pay for Paramount Plus. We both
true.
Pay for HBO Max.
We both have
Netflix accounts. Like, why are we? We're married now. We should just have one of these.
I think.
But
we,
the energy it would take to cancel them is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have the same. I think we both have a Netflix account, maybe.
We do. I know we do.
I am confident we use yours because I do not know the
right,
password.
But you're
to mine.
Still paying yours.
Right, just, but only because I don't know the password.
Right.
I can't figure it out.
Well, that's surely a good enough reason to continue paying $13.99 a month.
And we both have
HBO Max account.
No, we don't.
Yes.
You have an HBO Max account?
Yes.
I don't think you
and
do.
And a Paramount Plus account, which you also do.
We both have Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
I know
and
that.
A Disney Plus account. We both
no,
do.
No, we don't both have Disney Plus.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
It's just me?
Yeah. I think, and I don't think that we both
You've
have.
You've been skimping your half.
Wait, whatever the one was before you said Paramount Plus. We don't both have that.
HBO Max.
We don't.
HBO,
you
whatever
have an,
the.
I don't think you have an HBO Max account, love.
I'm telling you, I do. Why don't you? What? As
why
if I would, that's something
it?
I would lie about.
Why
it's
we
so
both
strange
have it?
That you would
sense.
Like, you're like, I'm calling
but
him out.
But I know that they're both logged into mine. So when do you use yours?
I don't, because I don't know the password.
Okay. Anyway.
And who knows what else?
Well, I know that I'm the only one with Hulu.
Yeah. What am I going to also pay for?
Okay, anyway.
Because I'm always asking you for your Hulu password for a different device
or whatever. You actually are.
And it like, and I still don't know them. Like, you're like, and you don't know. So it only works on one single Apple TV in our house and not anywhere else because you can't remember the password and you're too bothered to.
No. I try, but it's like, it's not like I can just be like, oh, the password is this. It's like, I have to try.
Well, if they ever ask for it
like
again.
10 different ones until hopefully one works. Like, it's kind of obnoxious. Like, every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely both are paying for too many apps that we need to sort that out. But other than that, I don't think there's like a subscription service that I'm paying for that I'm not aware of. Like, I'm aware that we're both.
Do you know, because this just thought just popped to my head. I don't know a single password for anything in my life. Like,
I don't either. Not one.
I could not confidently like gun to my head. You need to get this right or you will die. Put in the correct password for any email account, banking account. Like, I don't think I could remember a single one of them.
I am certain I don't know any of them.
Not
like,
one?
Whenever I call, like, the, well, I have, like, five passwords that I, like, always think are my five passwords.
We all started out that way.
And then I try them all for everything and none of them work.
So then they give you a temporary one. You can just use this one time, but you're not going to.
And then you make a new one and you go like, I'll remember this.
And you don't.
No, and you don't. It's the worst. Yeah. No, it's horrible. I don't know the passwords to anything, but you know what's the worst is like, so my cell phone provider, when I started my cell phone plan when I was 12, no, I think I was 16 or 15 when I got my first plan. I've been with them since then. I made, I guess, a PIN number.
Oh, yeah.
And so every time I call to like do something with my account, they're like, what's your PIN? And I'm like, I don't know. I talked to you once every 4 years. You want me to remember a, like,
like an ATM PIN number
for when I call you once every 4 years?
Yeah, no.
And every time they're like, then we can't help you. And I'm like, but I don't, does anyone remember these things?
No.
Is it just, are we really bad at like-
Maybe they do. I feel like somebody is savvy at this. I am not.
And I feel like I can't write it down anywhere because I feel like then some hacker is going to find it.
Oh yeah, I've never written any of these.
You can't write down your passwords.
What are you going to do? Put them in a note in your phone?
No.
Then the hackers will get them.
And then they have all the passwords.
The worst one for me is like the Apple ID.
Oh,
it's
no,
shocking
that's
how
gone.
Much you need the Apple ID, like your Apple ID password. It's shocking.
I don't know what mine is.
I feel like mine is asked of me on it. That's how they've made that so complicated. I feel like that eventually they were like, let's make this complicated. Then we'll get these idiots to give us their facial recognition.
Right.
You know what I mean? And their fingerprints.
Right.
Because they'll be so annoyed with how many passwords they have to remember and not remembering them that like we'll be able to get their thumbprints.
Yeah.
And faces.
Oh, totally. Yeah. No,
and they'll sign a contract without reading it.
Well, and everything's like automatic login now. So yeah. Right. Like with your face or your fingerprint or whatever.
Right.
And so you don't have to know any passwords for anything.
Well, no, but sometimes still like if my computer restarts, like even though it has the finger thing, it's still like, oh yeah, well, we'll get to the finger thing, but what's the password first? And I'm like, what am I going to know the password, but not know the, like not have the right finger print? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I have needed to know the password because my fingerprint didn't work anymore.
Oh yeah. Well, that's because you were like, In a holding cell. No, you're about to be arrested and fingerprinted. And you're like, instead, I'll chew off my fingerprints.
I feel like, yeah, I always think about that when they're like ID people from their fingerprints. I'm like, I feel like every 5 years, my fingerprint's going to be different. Because it's like, I'm always like ripping out my fingies.
No, I mean, I think strangely enough, like the cells in your body have like whatever their version of muscle memory is.
No, I know, but I'm telling you that every time there's like a finger memory thing, it never works for me because my fingerprints are always such a mess. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think we were talking about like what might be normal problems for a lot of people. That seems like a specific to you kind of.
I know. Well, normal problems for other people that I can help them out with.
What do you got?
Is our first sponsor.
Who's that?
It's Way Love.
Way cool.
Yeah, it's way cool. Excited about this one, guys, because we're getting into those colder months that dry out your hair and your scalp. I don't know about you, but I get a really dry scalp in the winter.
It's kind of way dry.
It's kind of way dry.
Spelled differently. Spelled W-A-Y, yes, not spelled with O-U-A-I. Every vowel.
almost. Don't let the cold winter weather leave your locks dry and brittle. The leave-in conditioner from Way is your hydration hero this winter. It conditions, detangles, and leaves hair smooth, shiny, and manageable. Oh, man, guys. So I have never understood the concept of leave-in conditioner. I'm like, won't my hair look like oily or like greasy if I try this stuff? And this is the first time. I understand the concept of leave-in conditioner. My whole life I've been like, who just sprays their hair with conditioner and just leaves it there?
Yeah, I didn't know that was I've been like a 2-in-1, a 3-in-1 kind of guy. Like however many things you can get into a specific wash.
Ugh, you're body such wash. A dude.
But I did enjoy because they sent us some.
Yes.
And I can personally attest to really
it's
liking
nice.
The idea of like a leave-in conditioner.
It like detangles it so I'm not like ripping out my own hair when I brush it after I shower. Because usually like after I shower, I'll brush
you're
up my hair.
You're aggressive.
I'm really aggressive.
I hear like ripping.
Oh, yeah. And I lose a lot of hair because I rip it out. But it like made it all soft and smooth. It was really nice. I was like, okay, hello.
Yeah, you don't need to like self-harm in that way anymore.
No, I do not.
We live in Los Angeles.
I've heard. We live there.
The air.
Dry. Gross.
Dry. Dirty. Sometimes smoky.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of grimy.
Yeah.
And so I was really interested in the idea of whatever a detox shampoo is.
I'd never even heard of this. Like, I'd heard of detox for like your gut, you know, but not for your hair.
Yeah. It's kombucha for your hair. It's a cleanse, if you will. It's funny that I said kombucha because I was reading the bottle of shampoo after they sent it and I was using it. I like to read in the shower.
Of course. Mostly shampoo bottles.
And it has apple cider vinegar in it.
That's so crazy. You know what else? Apple cider vinegar is really good in deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, yes.
Deviled eggs and hair have a lot in common.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like this all, I feel like it's this miracle tonic, right? Isn't that how they?
I've actually heard that you're supposed to drink like apple cider vinegar when you're sick and stuff like that. It's good for you. I don't know. Apparently, it's good for your hair. Did it do wonders?
It did, yeah. I thought you were going to feel it. I didn't know you were going to smell it.
It kind of smells like masculine.
Deviled eggs? Oh.
Another thing that I enjoyed was leave-in conditioner was a first for me. Mm-hmm. And then also like a deep hair, like moisturizing mask type thing. You know, like I'd never done that either.
I didn't know there was hair. I thought masks were for your
skin, for your face. But to do it in my hair, I'm telling you, it's like soft as, I can't even think of something as soft as it is.
It's like.
It's soft as soft hair.
It's like baby hair. It's like you're resetting your hair to there being you go. A baby.
I definitely
Sometimes
is.
You have to reset. Your computer?
Right now we're resetting our hair. Yeah. For protection from heat, dryness, and frizz, the way to healthier hair is Way's best-selling leave-in conditioner. Say goodbye to frizz, tangles, flyaways, and breakage for all hair types. It protects your hair from heat up to 450 degrees, which my hair experiences every single day.
What are you doing that? It's 450
Straighteners,
degrees.
Straighteners, curlers, those are 450 degrees.
You're broiling it?
Oh, yeah.
You're essentially broiling your hair.
I know. That's why I need this. Scented with North Bondi, a floral fragrance with notes of bergamot, violet, and white musk. That's what I could smell in your hair, love, was the musk. I smelled that musk.
You do like a good
It's color musk. Safe and it's cruelty free. So if you guys want to check it out, you can discover a new way of life with cruelty, sulfate, and paraben free hair care, body, and fragrance products from Way. Go to theouai.com and use code RELAX to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theouai.com. Code RELAX.
A new way of life. I see what they did there. Way spelled O-U-A-I.
Anyway. Lovely.
Oh, nice. I like what you did there.
Curious what your relax is.
Got into it.
What's your relax this week?
You know, one of the things I love about this podcast, doing this, is just getting to talk with you because we really didn't get to spend
any time today. Yeah.
Any time together.
Crazy. Yeah.
Like sometimes days are busy. Mm-hmm. Two-year-olds have lots of energy.
Demanding.
Pregnant people have appointments. Mm-hmm. And another thing I like is when, like, I have to think of a thing that I think needs to relax that week. And sometimes it forces me into some sort of a deep dive. Mm-hmm. And that happened this week.
Okay.
With Q-tips.
Oh, Q-tips are amazing. Why do you need to relax?
I feel like this is going to be a really interesting episode because we might talk the rest of the episode.
About Q-tips? I actually believe that could be true because we have very different beliefs and feelings towards Q-tips.
Uh-huh.
So I believe this to be true.
But I'll tell you how this started was that we ran out of Q-tips.
Yeah, it was
and
tragic.
This is unlike our streaming channel subscriptions, we share a box of Q-tips,
yes.
You know, as the days go by. Mm-hmm. And we had been out for 4 or 5 days, never spoken of it.
No.
Didn't have a conversation about it.
No.
But today I said, "Hey, I'm going to run out for a second. Going to grab some Q-tips." And your reaction was...
You remember.
Your reaction was, "Oh God, right? We've been out of Q-tips for 3 days. What do your ears feel like?" You were like so excited that I was going to get Q-tips because you're like, "Oh, like what it must feel like after 3 days of not doing it," which is something I totally understand.
Which is something we're not supposed to be doing.
Right.
Like,
we're going to cover that, which was like also why I was like, I got to go get these. at 1 p.m. they're like itching talking about it.
So funny, because I just realized
what?
You had come down from working out. So you were on the bike.
Uh-huh.
And you did not take a shower because I know now I'm just realizing you did not want to take another shower
and not be able to. You're crying.
I'm crying.
What is the point of a shower if you can then not
literally,
immediately?
Q-tip your ears. What's
it is
the point?
It is literally the first thing I do.
Me too.
After every
first thing, immediate.
Shower.
Last night I took a bath and I got out of the bath and I was my bath was ruined.
Like because you couldn't then. You couldn't then release. It's the bathing release.
It's the only reason to bathe.
Right.
Is you get to cute.
Because then that quality tipping right after. Get that
you know
good
what's
tip.
Funny is that we are going to talk about this for the rest of the
I know. I know. That's why I was like, get ready. You go first. Get ready.
Okay. Yes. These things are all true. Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm crying.
So then the reason I was thinking that this is what I was going to talk about today. You okay?
I'm so tired.
Oh, I thought I was hilarious.
No, you are hilarious. Okay. You are so funny.
The first thing that prompted me to think about talking about this today was that I find that in your CVS, your Walgreens, wherever you buy Q-tips, this is where people buy Q-tips, yeah. Right? They're not buying them.
I don't know.
It's 7-Eleven.
I don't know. I don't think
there
so.
They are the hardest thing to find in that establishment.
Yeah. What aisle do Q-tips go in?
They do not exist in any aisle. They exist in like the end aisle, like the aisle cap. And in like a rotating fashion, so to get you, because they know everybody's coming there for Q-tips. The only reason anyone's ever in CVS is for Q-tips. And they're like, well, we need to keep moving it around and hiding it. So they walk around until they eventually spend $86, which is right. What I spent today on other things.
What?
That I,
at CVS?
You know, because then you're like picking up other things. I don't know. You don't go into CVS and be like, oh, then I need that. I'm just saying.
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah, you do this. Why are you acting like I'm a freak or something?
No, you're not a freak. I'm just curious what you spend.
CVS is the easiest place to spend $100.
That's not true. Target's way easier. Hmm. Anyway, continue. Oh, don't try to find Q-tips in a Target.
Yeah, where are you going to find them there?
No.
There's like two levels. Okay, you're going up and down escalators. Okay. So that's what prompted it was I was like, they're impossible to find for me. Yeah. I feel like this might be a relatable experience for other people. It's like, there's no place.
So how fast did you find them today?
It took me forever. At one point in like where there was like lots of shampoo and like kind of like a makeup section, at one end they had like two little rows of like the ones that had like a purple plastic,
get out of here.
Generic like 360 brand or something like that.
No, this don't work.
And I was like, this ain't gonna work. But I put them in the thing just in case I couldn't find.
I would have been so mad if legit, you came home with those.
I know. When I left to go there, you go. Brand name only. Like you were like, don't come back here.
Well, because I made the mistake of getting the like off-brand Q-tips.
Oh yeah, and they just like banned immediately. You're like, no, I'm not playing around here. I'm going hard. Like I need like the stick in there. Like I can't have a bendy Q-tip. What's the point?
No, it doesn't do anything.
And then I literally forgot I was looking for them. And then it happened upon the actual brand Q-tips.
Where were they?
Literally, like, because I then was like, oh, I'll get a little car for Flint. They literally were in, like, children's toys.
What?
And then there was, like, a rack of
Q-tips. Are you serious?
I will never know where they are again. I could go back there right now. I wouldn't know where to find them.
That's so interesting. I don't think I've ever had that hard of a time finding them, but I will say, like, when they're not in this
house. It's impossible.
If there's, I mean, I feel like we should just know, like, if either one of us gets, like, really grumpy or something seems off, we should be like, oh. Mm-hmm. We must be out of Q-tips. But we both knew you're out of Q-tips because we've both been living in misery for the last few days.
Absolute misery. So so then I get home and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. And then, like I said, one of the reasons I love doing this, I was then like, I'm going to do a deep dive on Q-tips.
Okay.
Q-tips invented. When do you think?
I have no clue.
When was like what we know Q-tips to be? When do you think those were like patented?
I literally have no idea.
The 1920s.
I was going to guess like 1926,
I think. Were
they meant for ears?
By a Polish inventor who had witnessed his wife trying to do something to their baby. She would take toothpicks and kind of wad cotton balls or cotton on the end of a toothpick. And he was like, oh, that's an idea.
That seems so
I can
so
make
dangerous.
A like, yeah, exactly. I can make a standalone kind of swab.
But they have they were they always they're not meant for ears nowadays. I don't even
we're gonna get to that.
Box.
Yeah. Okay. Originally called baby gays.
Baby gays.
Baby gays.
Like G A Z E.
No, like G A Y S.
No.
Baby gays. Yeah.
What?
Like baby happy. Like make your baby happy. Like no, that was
that's
the name.
True, yeah. Okay.
Then eventually it was Q-tip baby gays, and then they dropped the baby gays for just Q-tip.
Okay.
What do you think the Q stands for? This is a product you absolutely need in your life. You've used it forever. Mm-hmm. And I never knew what the Q, I just was like,
yeah,
it's
know.
Q-tip.
Yeah,
what does the Q stand for?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I have no idea.
Take a guess. A word that starts
there's
with a Q.
There's not a lot of
that
words
many.
That start with Q. Yeah. I know, like queef is the only thing that's coming to my
queef-tips?
Mind. That's queef-tips? That's easy. What is it?
I thought it started with like a K.
Queef?
Queef's. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It's definitely, what are you talking about? It's a Q. Like, Q-U-E-E-F.
I feel like queef could also be with a K.
Certainly not. Mm-mm. It's a Q. It's never been a K. A queef is fully a Q. What are you talking about?
I'm going to move on.
How would you spell K with a K?
K-W?
Nah.
E-E-F.
It's not as good.
It's no, it's not as good. I'm not saying it's okay, as
anyway,
good or better.
Sorry, we're not talking about queefs.
Quality.
Quality tips.
Quality tips.
Okay.
Abbreviated to Q-tips.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well, it's just a fun fact.
Yeah, that's a fun fact. So,
yeah, the other thing is that
I want to use them right now. I haven't used Q-tip in like 4 days. I'm like,
get it on.
Okay, but
go for it live okay. In the podcast.
Anyway.
So then I'm looking at the, then I'm like reading about Q-tips on Wikipedia. Obviously, that's where I got this information. We don't have an Encyclopedia Britannica here. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of talk is like, these are not good medical, like no doctor is like,
do
put these in your ears.
In
fact, they're
ears.
Like, it's the opposite
yeah,
of helpful.
Do not put them in your ears. Yeah, that's
because
all I've
ever the heard. Wax in your ears is supposed to be good for helping clean your, you know what I mean? Bacteria, right. All this and whatever, like you want that there. Don't do this. Also like the cotton builds up in your ear. And I'm like, well, what else are people using this for?
It says on the box.
I'm like, it says it on the box. It says Q-tips, cotton swabs for a variety of uses.
This is not a sponsorship, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Why did I hold it up? Like
Q-tips
I was
is not sponsoring us, but we would love that.
But it says it's for beauty. Variety okay. of uses. Beauty, apply or remove eyeliner and eyeshadow.
What? No,
would you ever use a Q-tip for
never.
That?
Never.
You ever seen a person do that?
It would be literally impossible to use a Q-tip to put on eyeliner.
First aid. Gently okay. apply ointments and creams.
Okay, no one's
have you
using,
ever used Q-tip
no
for that?
No one's using it for that.
Baby care?
What kind of baby care?
I don't know. Apparently that's how it started. Yeah, right. Delicately care for sensitive areas?
Okay.
I don't know. And then home devices, clean
I've,
and
I've
dust.
Done that. I've done that. I've cleaned my keyboard with a Q-tip, like in the between the buttons.
Every day when you get out of the shower,
done,
you clean
maybe,
a keyboard with
no,
them?
No, like maybe once a year. I've done it.
You actually did that
I've
once a year?
I've actually done that, yeah.
So how many Q-tips a year you think you use on a keyboard?
5.
How many on your ears?
10,000.
How many do you use in like after one shower? So now we're getting out of the shower. You're Q-tipping your ears.
Yeah.
How many are you going to use?
Depends.
3.
You use 3?
I'm saying 3, yeah.
Is that what your guess for me? Is that how many you use?
I think I'm going with I need like 3 after. One
yeah,
each, one, and I'm not like one,
yeah, I'd say 3.
And then flip the other. I'm like one,
oh,
then flip.
What?
Wait, what do you mean? How do you?
This is a whole other dilemma. We could talk about this for a while.
We're going to talk about Q-tips for an hour and a half.
I actually believe Buckle we're not up. Going to, but we could.
And wait, it's going to be the best episode
I
ever.
Think I use 3.
Show me. You don't have to actually
no,
do
no,
it.
No. We're not getting into this yet.
So one, okay, and then I'm going to flip, and no then I'm going to look at it.
Oh,
I'm going to look at it, see what's going on there. It's not too bad. Then we're going to flip it. That okay. one's done. And get another one, same thing.
On the other ear.
Look.
Well, no one can, the listeners can't see what
well,
you're
then
doing.
I'm looking at it after I do the first side. And I'm doing another just bat and clean up here.
Other side of the Q-tip.
Yeah, now it's looking good.
Maybe I'm wasteful.
What are you doing?
I do not use both sides.
What? Love.
I guess I'm a wasteful person.
You are. And also another huge thing with these is like they're not good environmentally. And I looked into that and that's apparently because people are, tell me if you do this, flushing them down the toilet?
Absolutely not.
Apparently it's a huge problem. And they've even, the plastic ones that we were
Who's
talking about.
Who's flushing these down the toilet?
The plastic ones that bend?
Yeah.
They outlawed those. Of course, not in the US, because mm-hmm. what do they care? What do we care?
Yeah.
We should. But like in the UK, mm-hmm. like every European Union country, they've outlawed ones with plastic because...
They should.
Because it's bad for the oceans, because apparently so many people are flushing them down the toilet.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Yeah, no, I don't use both sides. So hand me a Q-tip.
Sure, sure.
You know, okay, but this is a whole other... I feel like we have to say thanks to our next sponsor, but like this is going to cause
a
whole big conversation.
All right, good cliffhanger then. We're talking about Q-tips for the entire episode.
No,
buckle up.
No, we're
not. Did you
not.
Have other
no,
things you
not.
Wanted to talk about?
Yes, we have lots
Too
to talk about today.
Bad.
We have a lot to talk today. But first, I want to say thanks to our next sponsor. Thanks to our next sponsor, which is Everlywell. How comfortable do you feel after a meal? If you're struggling with discomfort, bloating, or other stomach
poisonous issues.
Poisonous gas. Lovey, your body may be sending you a signal. But what is it trying to say? Learn more about your body's response to everyday foods and set yourself up for success with a two-part elimination diet with Everlywell. Everlywell offers affordable at-home lab tests that give you trusted physician-reviewed results. Choose from tests including food sensitivity, metabolism, sleep and stress, thyroid, and so much more. Here's how it works. Everlywell ships your tests straight to your door. With everything you need for a simple sample collection, you return the test to a CLIA certified lab with a prepaid shipping label. Then your physician-reviewed results and insights are sent to your device in just days. Over 1 million people have trusted Everlywell with their at-home lab testing. You guys, I'm so freaking excited about this because I actually am that person who, like, sometimes after eating, I'm like, viciously ill, like my stomach hurts so bad. Not vicious, that
oh,
was a little dramatic
too.
But like, my stomach's super upset, or I'll feel sick the rest of the day. I'm like, what's going on? What was in there that like upset my stomach or whatever? And I finally got from Everlywell, we got our food allergy test, and I'm so excited. Our food sensitivity, and I just sent it in, so we're gonna find out what I'm sensitive to when it comes to food.
I bet your mind is gonna say, don't have eggs in the morning.
I know that's what I think mine's gonna say too. I think I'm some sort of allergic or sensitive to eggs.
It's certainly gonna limit my breakfast options, I feel.
I know, but I'm so excited.
But then I'll feel better and I'll know.
I'm so freaking excited about it. I think it's gonna be great. So if you guys wanna try it out, you definitely should. For listeners of the show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/relax. That's everlywell.com/relax for 20% off your at-home lab test. everlywell.com/relax. Seriously, guys, this is so easy. They make it so easy for you. You just get to do everything at home, come straight to your door, and you get the lab results like straight to your phone. It's way easier than going into a doctor, making an appointment, having to go and deal with people.
No.
Get out of here. It's so easy.
They're scary.
And then also you get like the information, like kind of, it's like private. You don't have to like talk to someone about it who's like, you know, eggs are going to make you have real bad farts. Like, you don't have to deal with that. Just like your phone's going to judge you for it, but no doctors.
I like that.
Anyway, it's really great. We love it. We can't wait to get our results. So go check it out if you want to. Okay. So
we're back to Q-tip talk.
We're not going to talk about this for too much longer. We have a lot to move on to, but I will say that there's a lot of,
I don't know that we do. No, I think we can just keep talking about Q-tips.
There's a lot to talk about today. But I will say that there is a lot of controversy in this house and on the internet about our Q-tip habits.
There is?
Yeah, because I think I've mentioned it before, like how we Q-tip, and I am an insane person.
Yeah, of course. How could we not talk about that right
so,
now?
So, well, you demonstrate what you do.
Right, yeah. Let's
so
now
give me
see.
A Q-tip. Give me
I don't think I need to give you one. I think I need to give you two.
Okay, so
because this is what this
Eric
raging psychopath does.
Eric demonstrated that he takes a singular Q-tip and uses it in one ear and then flips it, and in the same ear.
Well, inspects it, and then flips it
and uses the same
ear. And then we're good to move on, usually, unless there's like some sort of big problem.
So wait, how do you use three?
Just backup. I'm saying I use like the third one as backup and
in case you need it.
Yeah. And generally I don't use it. Okay. I'm just saying what I had premised was that like, how many do you need?
Yeah. Okay. So
safety.
Eric and I do not Q-tip the same way.
Absolutely
also,
not.
We
and
are,
no one Q-tips the way you do.
No one does.
It's
Nobody
funny that
does.
I completely forgot about this in this whole discussion until now.
Okay. But hold on though.
No, I'm losing
we have
my
to,
mind.
We have to say this first. We are not advising anybody put Q-tips in their ears. Do not go around saying that we are telling people to do this. You are not supposed to use Q-tips in your ears. Yeah, doctors say you're not supposed to.
You just reminded me before you show how you do it that like the reason I brought up the box at all and how it said variety of uses, beauty, first aid, baby care, and home electronics was that I'd never noticed this.
What?
Is that in very little writing on the side of a Q-tip box, it says warning. Do not insert swab into ear canal. Entering the ear canal could cause injury. If used to clean ears, stroke swab gently around the outer surface of the ear only.
What?
And I'm like, it's crazy. It's the only thing people are using it for, obviously. No one is using this for anything other than sticking deep in their ear canals. And I was going to say, fact, $200 million worth of Q-tips were sold last year.
Really?
That's like everybody's using these to clean their ears. And then in this little writing, which you've never noticed if you bought a box of these, do not put in your ear.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put in your ear.
Only use it for your keyboards and your eyebrows.
So
crazy. I never noticed that before.
So how I use Q-tips is really, it's very controversial. This is going to upset a lot of people.
It upsets me daily when I see it.
He can't see me do it. Like, he gets so mad when he sees me Q-tip my ears.
It might have been our first fight when I first saw you using Q-tips. So I was like, who have I married?
Nobody else does this. We've talked about it in a vlog a long time ago, and there are so many comments. They're like, Colleen, you are a psychopath. Like, nobody does that.
Certainly no one else does this.
I take two Q-tips and at the same time go into both ears.
At the same time
and not, go to town.
And not gently.
No.
You aggressively use two at the same time like this, staring at yourself just dead in the eyes in the mirror.
I do not stare at myself in the mirror. I just do it and then I throw them away. I don't flip them.
You don't even flip them.
No. If I see that there's like, it needs more work, I will get a new Q-tip. Because the thought, this is what's gross to me.
Oh my, is that really? You can't reverse sides?
This is what's gross to me. If one side has grossness on it from my ear and I'm holding it like this, like what if it touches my hand? Like
what?
Get out of town.
Wow.
It's the second it leaves my ear, it is immediately in the trash. I don't want that gunk anywhere near me. Get it out. That's why I'm using this to extract it, not to hold it in my hand.
Colleen,
well,
I'm using your actual
name.
I know. You need to get a grip.
I know. So
that's
how I use Q-tip.
And then I've asked you why. Why on earth would you do two Q-tips at the same
time?
And you're just like, this is how I save time.
Yeah.
A woman who I witnessed scrolling through TikToks.
That's a good use of time.
Okay.
Also, have you ever tried it?
Absolutely not.
So how
I'm
do you
not
know
that
it's awful?
Reckless.
It's incredible. You know how good it feels to put a Q-tip in your ear? Double it. Double it. Two at once? It's incredible.
I don't even know if you know what you're saying.
I do know what I'm saying.
You're saying the rantings of a lunatic.
Well, I'm just saying you've never tried it. Try it once for me after a shower. I will say that we took a break after the last sponsor and I went and Q-tipped my ears.
No, you did. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I was like, they're right here taunting me. Because also, that's the other thing. If I see Q-tips,
you got to use them.
I have to
just
use
when
it.
You see it.
So it's not just after the shower.
That's like, funny, because when I first brought this up tonight, talking about it, I kept like, I could feel like the itch. You know,
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, scratch. Yeah.
Totally. It's like, you got to use it.
What else can we say about Q-tips?
Nothing. We're moving on from Q-tips, Lovey. What is this, though, that you... I see that you have something else. It's like...
Oh, yeah. So then I was like, well, what's the alternative if these are bad for the environment? Is there something different we should be using that is like more medically recommended? Mm-hmm. And again, we're not doctors and we're not recommending anything. But like I looked in then the ear section of CVS, which is very limited to like earplugs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And other kind of like wax things like where you would drip something mm-hmm. in or what have you. Have you ever heard of ear wax candling?
Of course.
You have?
Yes.
I hadn't heard of that. Apparently there's no medical science behind that. It's actually probably more harmful for you than good.
I've never done it.
It's not a real thing, but you've seen it where mm-hmm. people like light a hollow candle mm-hmm. and you put it on your ear and you light it and the hollow candle somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not good for you. Apparently.
I've never done it, so I would know.
But these are plastic ear cleaners.
You
I don't know
these?
How this would be better for the environment unless you planned on reusing them.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm assuming it's, wait.
Would you reuse these?
You can put plastic in your ear, but not a soft cottony Q-tip.
Well, I think the problem is that like the cotton, like it breaks off in your ear, like the fibers.
Well, I thought the problem was that it pushes the wax further deeper into the canal.
I think it does that as well. It pushes it in and you're getting fibers in your ear, so you're doubling your problem.
So you're supposed to use this piece of plastic, a little spoon.
Well, this is like a tiny little,
like a honey pot.
Like a little, yeah, a little honeycomb. And then there's like a little scoop, like a little scooper.
Are you going to go test it out?
Go test it out. I'm going to do it right here. Live on the air.
I don't want to see your earwax.
Well, I just, here, take that.
Okay.
Tell me how you think that would that be? Is this a good thing for you?
This would not be. I can't believe that's recommending you put it in your ear. I feel like that can't be good. I feel like you're going to do it. I can't. That's gross. I have no interest.
Like the scooper. I'm interested to see.
You want
to
try it?
Yeah, I want to try it.
I'm kidding.
Do I want to try it? Oh, there's something else I can put in my ears? Yeah, let's get in there.
This can't feel good. It feels good to have Q-tips in your ears. This is a hard plastic stick. That's Eric scraping his nail against one end of the stick. Anyway, are you going to try it or are we moving
this?
On? Yeah.
Absolutely. And we'll follow up next episode.
Okay, we're not doing it right now.
We'll let the people know with an update.
Oh, geez. All right. So
what else? Is there more Q-tip talk?
We're not talking about Q-tips anymore. We're moving on. I just almost threw up. Okay. We have some fun stuff we're doing very soon. Finding out if we're compatible, which obviously we are. If we can talk passionately about Q-tips for 20 minutes, I feel like we are definitely soulmates. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that in a second. But we really have not seen each other hung out at all today.
No.
And so I thought we could kind of catch up a little bit before we get into our relationship stuff. First of all, when you guys are listening to this, Halloween just happened. So Eric thought since Halloween is over, now is the time to decorate our set with.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Well, it's 4 days before Halloween now.
It's not 4 days.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
It is Thursday. You don't count the day you're in.
Let's not.
Are you Let joking?
Us not. I don't know. Yeah, I'm joking.
You don't count the day you're in, do you?
For when it's days from now?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you just did though.
In 3 days, it'll be, if it's Thursday, in 3 days, it'll be Sunday. Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, 3 days. It'll yes. Be anyway, yeah, we're recording this very early because it's
3 days before Halloween.
Yeah. So when this episode comes out, though, Halloween will be over.
Right.
And it'll be Christmas. So it's going to be Christmas.
It will be.
So,
I have succeeded.
So Eric decided today was the day to decorate for Halloween in here after Halloween is over. But it looks great. You decorated that with Flint today. I saw you doing that. Mm-hmm. You look like you're going to explode. You're going to explode with rage
right
now. No,
I just, like, after our talk about, like, Christmas decorations and everything, like, I was like, I could decorate for Halloween. And I went and got those, like, fake spider webs. That's just, like, a bag of, like, fake spider webs and, like, started spreading it around things around the house. So, like, I'm getting in.
You're getting
now I can change the seasons. I'll know that the fall season, even though it was 90 degrees in Los Angeles today, like happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we also did this.
Yeah, we carved a pumpkin head and then Eric and Flynn and I dressed up a pumpkin or not a pumpkin, a mannequin.
A mannequin
the Miranda
yes.
mannequin that's usually in the background of our videos here is dressed up as what has Flynn calls him Mr. Pumpkin Man.
Mm-hmm.
And they squirted it with a lot of red paint.
Yeah,
today.
We painted it today.
Yes. And
it looks like blood splatter evidence.
It looks great. Did Flynn have fun doing that? I didn't get
so much fun.
He did.
He was talking about it the whole rest of the day. I squirted him with paint. Yeah. He loved it.
The pumpkin head is only red. Like, did he use a paintbrush on that?
Yeah. And he was having the best time and he was humming the Paw Patrol theme song to himself the whole time.
I'm so sad I wasn't a part of that.
He didn't want to stop. And I originally, in my artistic conceit of the pumpkin man head, he would just have blood
coming out of his mouth.
And then I was like, as Flynn started going with it, I was like, oh, I see. He like took the blood and he rubbed it all over his face and head. I don't think there's a story behind it for Flynn.
I think that's.
Oh, no, not at all. Like,
but you need a concept. You need a story before you.
Yeah.
Okay. You can enjoy it. You can just let it be red paint on this guy. You're like, okay.
Well, yeah. Who is he? Where does he come from?
Yeah.
What crimes he's committed?
Right.
And so, you also went with a very smiley, happy pumpkin face.
Well, that's what Flynn chose. So we're trying to pick out a pumpkin face to carve. And we asked Flynn and the only ones he would like look at or enjoy on the internet were the ones that were laughing or silly.
And then his favorite thing to do now is to run up to it with me and pretend that we're scared of it and run away from it, yes, screaming.
So I don't know why you want it to be silly, goofy. Anyway, we're talking a lot about this pumpkin. But it was very fun for you guys to do. So that's what you guys did today, was decorate or paint this pumpkin thing. I had a doctor's appointment this morning. Oh man, my pelvic bone just, I think, shattered maybe.
You had physical therapy this morning.
I did have physical therapy this morning.
For your pelvic floor.
Mm-hmm. And I went Christmas shopping, not for presents, for Christmas things. I know the listeners will be excited about this update. Christmas decorations that don't have glitter. They're going up on November 1st, but there's no glitter.
That's okay. You can put them up now if you want.
I'm not putting up them.
I dare you.
Really want to, but I'm not going to. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not going to put anything up today.
The stuff you bought today,
it just doesn't have glitter in it.
Doesn't have glitter. And you bought this just for the stairs so far?
Stairs. And I have to get stuff for the Christmas tree because the stuff that went in the Christmas tree had glitter in it that we usually use.
Yeah.
So I'm getting new stuff. Okay? New stuff, no glitter.
I'm happy because
I'm compromising.
Even like curbing slightly the glitter intake in this house is a win for me, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yes.
I'm
getting rid of the glitter.
But also, like, I'm not that threatened by you this year with your Christmas decorating.
What do you mean?
It's just you're not as intimidating as a Christmas decorating presence this year because you are so pregnant.
Oh, well, I'm only holding it back because you told me to. Like, I am
desperate. I'm saying, like, you're talking about, like, decorating a stair railing and putting up a tree here and a tree there. Like, and I've seen you. It's kind of hard for you to get up those stairs at this point. So I'm not that scared. Do your worst.
Okay.
I dare you.
I will. But anyway, when I got to your point, I got home from Christmas decorating or Christmas shopping today, sat on the couch and fell asleep sitting up on the couch. So that's where I'm at in my pregnancy and just kind of in my day.
An involuntary nap.
I hate that. That's the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Those are sometimes amazing, sometimes bad.
No, never amazing.
You don't think so?
No.
Like an accidental nap? You're not that was incredible?
What a waste of time. I hate it. You like those? First of all, I never have them.
Unexpected accidental nap. Sometimes they can be great. Like most times though, like that after nap feeling is kind of like
I've only ever had that experience when I've been pregnant.
Right.
I've never had it not pregnant. I don't know how it could exist in the world without pregnancy.
I literally think the last time you fell asleep on our big, comfy, amazing couch was when you were pregnant with Flynn.
Right.
Like, I don't think you've done it since.
No, I haven't. And so
at least 3 years.
Yeah. And before that, it was never.
Never. Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, how could anyone be sitting still and quiet and tired enough to like that for that to happen? That doesn't make any sense in my mind. The only reason it happens to me now or happened to me today is because like my body forced it to happen. Like, stop walking around. Like my body.
Well, I can't even imagine. It's so strange to me. I can't even imagine like what you were doing or what position you were in.
I don't know. I just was asleep and then
like
I was
sitting
I was kind of sitting.
Did you have the old man like head back?
No, my head was on my pregnancy pillow. Like, I had my pregnancy pillow.
What were you doing? Were you looking at your phone?
And then I was looking at my phone and then I fell asleep.
Wow.
That is crazy. It was
That's
awful.
Wild to me.
I was so nuts.
What was it on when you woke up? Your phone? Was it just?
It was.
Still
I was
going
off
through TikToks.
No, I woke up because someone was calling me. Who was calling me is people to drop off hydration for IVs for me. And they were calling me because they needed me to open the door. And so that woke me up. So that's what was on my phone. Anyway, speaking of IVs, actually, Lovey.
That was a great segue for the first time. Like, we're actually a good.
This actually is a great segue.
What about my IVs? What about my liquid IVs?
Well, let me tell you, I'm so excited we are sponsored by Liquid IV today.
Truly.
Because that's something that we need in this house is more IVs that are liquid. And we love them here. So this is awesome. You guys are going to love it too. I'm pregnant, but
you are.
A lot of people aren't, like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But they have lots of reasons to be hydrated, that they need to be hydrated. Like working out.
I think
out,
just existence. Like you need it
you need to be hydrated.
Be alive. Also, like, we're not huge fans of drinking water.
Yeah, boring.
One of those liquid IVs is like 3-4 bottles of water hydration equivalent.
Actually, I can tell you all about this, love.
You have scientific facts?
Probably. Flu season is in full swing. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support a strong immune system. Making hydration a priority helps us feel healthier on a day-to-day basis and fuels us to be our highest potential. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Not only that, but the product tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime. Are you going to be enjoying a few extra drinks now that the holidays are approaching? This is what you need. So how do you use your Liquid IV, Lovey?
I put it in water.
That is
true. The recommended 16 ounces, I believe. I stir it up and then I drink it and then I feel great. I usually drink it like after I work out or before. Just if I am feeling dehydrated and I always feel better. And it also has all those, the stuff in it. You know what I mean?
Vitamins. All the goodness. Yeah. Yeah. I think, I feel like I always am seeing you use Liquid IVs to like, whenever you're feeling down.
I'm drinking too many. Like medically, I'm drinking too many, like multiple a day.
Is there a flavor you
tangerine.
Like?
Tangerine. Come on.
You have a tangerine.
Yeah.
Give me that strawberry. Give me the strawberry.
What if I were to tell you they have a passion fruit one? Would you lose your mind?
I know they have a passion fruit one, and I don't know how I haven't tried it yet, but I need to try it tonight. It's amazing. Liquid IV hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. Made with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. The company is donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military.
That's great. I know.
Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. So grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code RELAX at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code RELAX at liquidiv.com. So it is officially November,
right?
Which means it's my birth month.
Yeah.
And I know you can't stand when people do the birth month thing.
No, I was the one. We were talking about what we're going to talk about tonight. And I was like, Q-tips?
You know what? Actually,
and it's your birth month. So I was aware.
You did. You did.
I even gave you a birthday present last night.
You did. You're the best ever. And I'm going to have to pause this conversation because what Eric is doing currently.
Was my foot touching you? I'm so sorry.
He has.
I have offended my wife by touching her leg.
No, listen.
Accidentally with my foot.
No, listen. I adore you. I think you're the best human being in the whole universe. I have weird things.
Can't do this anymore.
I have weird, annoying things that make me a very obnoxious, not fun person to be around.
How many things?
A million,
yeah.
Like a lot of annoying things about me.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying you have things that like...
are so obnoxious. I agree with this.
No, that I can't do.
Well, yes. And those are the things that are obnoxious about me. Like, it is annoying that I am like, I hate feet so much. I hate feet. And Eric will try to play footsie with me.
Not trying to play footsie with you.
I'm literally sitting
and I'm cross-legged towards you for the listener.
I cannot even.
And my foot will sometimes like, because I'm like fidgety.
You don't need to demonstrate it.
Even me demonstrating it.
But I will say that I know this is insane of me and that I hate it about myself. But like throughout, if you watch any podcast of ours, if you ever see a twinge of a moment where I like look at Eric, like.
It's only because my foot has touched you.
It's only because his foot has touched me. Because sometimes it is because you're like playing around with your shoe or your whatever. But sometimes I feel like you're
like
genuinely.
A shaky foot.
Sometimes I feel like you're genuinely trying to like caress my leg with your foot.
Oh, it's just a shaky foot. I'm just like making.
And I'm like, you know that I'm
making contact.
We have this conversation
it's
often.
Part of my love language.
Well, contact me with your hands. So I know I have a lot of obnoxious things about me that make me a very hard person to be with. Yes, I do. I know. I hate myself too. But I really despise feet. I think feet are so gross. There's nothing about them I like. Nothing about footsie is cute to me. I don't want feet touching me. I just don't like it. And Eric knows this very, very well.
It's been established.
Very often.
The listeners know this as well,
and
I would say.
And he still will be like, I'm still going to touch you with my feet. And
never
I'm also
a conscious
still
decision, just like
feet.
Always an accident or like subliminal, just trying to be close to my partner
in
life.
You won't try to grab my feet sometimes. Like, we'll be on the couch and be like, I'm going to touch your feet. And I'm like, you, whatever. I think it's
any
sweet.
Lascivious kind of way. I'm just putting my, I just human contact, you know?
Yeah, I know, but respect boundary love.
Just.
Okay, anyway, but the reason this is a good segue is because.
Is it?
It's a good segue because you sent me a compatibility zodiac website.
Yeah. So I realized when this episode.
Hey, I
like
snap,
just did a big, to, you just look like a big snort of cocaine off camera. Like, it's what it looked like. You literally just leaned off and go.
No, I'm just trying to like sniff away from. I hate the comments are like, ew, she's so disgusting.
You're
she
pregnant. You're
sniffling.
Almost 8 months pregnant. You're allowed to sniffle.
Vicious allergies from my pregnancy.
Own it. You're allowed to have all that.
No, I don't want people to be mad at me. So I'm like trying to get away from the camera, but it just looks like I'm snorting cocaine.
Yeah, it does. So it is. It's October 28th when. You done with your cocaine? You're just okay. Snorting.
Okay, go on.
So it is October 28th when we're recording this, but when it comes out, it was November. And so I was looking at like November, and then I realized it is your birth month.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is.
I mean, if I were Vegas,
mm-hmm.
I would be taking bets on that it would also be the birth month of our...
Of our twins. For
of
sure
our twins.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about that and it's your birth month. And then, so it got me thinking about like astrology and signs, you know what I mean? Because it's not something I know nothing about.
And not only that, you don't believe it at all. I don't believe in it.
I don't care. Like, I think it's kind of like, as Houdini would say, like that it's just kind of all superfluous, like just, mm-hmm. you know, what's the word?
Hogwash
or like. They can talk you into anything. They could say anything. You can generalize.
See, sometimes.
And you'll believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I see that. I see your point. And I just think it's fun and silly. But like there are.
What even is it? Because where the moon is or where this right. star is, that has some sort of like.
When you're born, it has like some sort of like pull on your. I don't understand.
Because if you tell a person like, well, you're this is when you were born. So you're going to behave this way or this is how you feel like. And it's very general.
Right.
Like, I would believe anything.
It's not general if you... Okay.
Whenever I've read one, I've never been like, oh, this doesn't apply to me. I've always been like, oh, yeah, you find a way in your mind to make it work for
well,
you.
Well, maybe. But here's...
I'm a skeptic.
We're going to... Of course. We're going to... So he sent me two articles, Eric, today. He sent me... First one says, why Libra and Scorpio are intensely attracted to each other right away. When passionate Scorpio, which is me, meets romantic Libra... Sparks are sure to fly. Scorpio will be drawn in by Libra's charm and grace. Okay. Do you think you have charm and grace?
Absolutely. But like what I'm saying is I Googled after thinking about astrology, are Libras and Scorpios compatible?
Right.
There was two articles that were at the top. One was absolutely. The next one was absolutely not.
I know. So he sent me the first one.
Pseudoscience.
Libra and Scorpio zodiac compatibility, according to astrologers. And it's like about how we're like so good for each other. And then the next one he sent me was these three zodiac signs are the worst matches for Scorpio.
Right.
And Libra was one of them. And so this is what I want to say. I'm not a Scorpio. I am a Scorpio Sagittarius cusp.
Don't give me that cusp.
I'm on the cusp.
I don't even know what that means. What do you mean cusp?
Because, okay, so there's like a date where the sign starts and there's a date where it ends.
So the moon is not close enough?
So it's like move, you know, it's constantly like you're either.
What is it all moon based?
I don't know. It's the stars, I think. But I got
somebody should know.
Well, I don't know. But I'm born right like at the end of Scorpio, right at the beginning of Sagittarius. And so I'm like a cusp, which means I'm in between.
So you get to
signs.
Be both?
Yeah.
What's a Sagittarius? What are they?
Let me tell you, love. Scorpio Sagittarius cusp people are born between November 18th and 24th. They are born under the cusp of revolution. These people have incredible strength and energy. They're passionate, ready to stand up and fight for what they feel is right. See, I don't actually think that's me. Because I feel like I have...
No, you are those things.
I feel like I'm passionate.
But anybody who wants to feel good about themselves... would be like, I'm those things.
But I don't feel like I'm the type that's like going to stand up and fight for what I feel is right.
It's so non-specific. You are. Of course you are. You do great things every day and you certainly are. And also anybody who wanted to feel good about themselves would feel that way. If you were someone you hated yourself, like you'd be like, that's not me. Like, but it's not like specific. It's not like, there's no specificity. It's not like you hate broccoli and you're like, wait, no, I like broccoli. What?
You're a cusp.
Come on.
You're a Virgo Libra cusp.
I've never heard this. Thank goodness. Tell me
you're
all about it.
You're born between September 19th and 25th.
All right. Is everybody a cusp then?
No, only the people who
are
born.
That seems pretty broad. It's not like you were born on the day where it changes. You're born within 10 days that it changes.
I guess so. And it's not 10 days. It looks like it's 6.
Well, that's one cusp, but then there's the other side of it. It's maybe more other people on the other side of the cusp.
What? Then they'd be that sign.
When I feel like nobody is that one sign then. Just everyone's
what
on the
cusp. What
are
you talking about? No, what?
Some Virgo Libra cusp?
You're Virgo Libra cusp, baby.
I would
baby.
Never in my life say that out loud to someone.
Virgo?
I am a Virgo Libra cusp.
Virgo Libra cusp.
Is not a sentence I would ever say.
With Scorpio Sagittarius cusp. Now let's see if this article exists.
There's not even an article for that. There can't be.
There's gotta be. Okay. First
there
of
shouldn't
all,
be.
I will say this. I looked up because since you looked up those things, I looked up Scorpio Sagittarius cusp with a Libra because that's what I am. And I thought you were just a Libra. Now I'm finding out you're a Virgo Libra cusp. Best match for a Scorpio Sagittarius cusp. You must be wondering who a person. Wait. You must be wondering what type of person could deal with a person like a Scorpio Sagittarius cusp, who are so emotional, passionate, and intense. We could only think of one person who was born in the zodiac sign, Libra. Interestingly enough, this love connection is in fact a combination of great charm and hot passion. So Scorpios and Libras might not be a good match, but a Scorpio Sagittarius cusp with a Libra is in fact a great match. But now, you've thrown a wrench in my game, in my plans, because now I'm finding out you're a Virgo Libra cusp. So I'm going to tell you, okay, this is what we're going to do.
I have things I want to tell you.
Wait, no, first
I'm going to tell you.
No, listen. I'm going to look up a Virgo. Don't look up anything right now.
I'm not looking up anything. I have things saved.
Okay. I'm going to look up a Virgo Libra cusp and I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to also read to you Libra info. And you're going to tell me which one you think applies to you more. We'll see if it's... Because you say any of these can apply to anyone, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm going to...
Pseudoscience, fake.
So I'm going to read to
don't
you...
Don't believe in it.
Virgo Libra cusp. And then I'm going to... Well, who knows what order. And then I'll read you Libra, just plain Libra personality. And you're going to tell me which one applies to you more. Okay? And we'll see if it's right. Because if you say the one that's most like you is a Virgo Libra cusp, astrology is correct. Just science is proven. You know what I'm saying? Because I've never felt like Scorpio was me. Every time I've read about Scorpios, I'm like, well, I'm these things.
If
but I'm
you
not
say
this-
five things and five out of five are the cusp version, then I will believe this as a science.
Because I will say Scorpio Sagittarius cusp is me to a T. I usually think. Sorry about my gross snarts.
Snarts? Did you call them snarts?
I'm not doing well, guys.
Is that a sniffle?
Okay. All right. So is this you, love? Responsible, health conscious, logical, devoted, meticulous, romantic, polite, art lover. Or.
That was like 100 things. Okay. Yeah. Or what?
Or. I've got to look up the next thing. Or are you extroverted, cozy, friendly, cozy? That's such a weird, like, descriptive word. Like to attain balance, harmony, peace, justice in the world, have charm, intelligence, frankness, persuasion. Which one seemed more you? Which
I
bundle
felt like
of words?
You were just reading random words. Like what?
Which
what
one
in the world? Like
which
how?
One applied
and this
to you
is
going to
tell you definitively, like
yes.
that this science
yes.
matters.
The
first, oh sure, I'll play your game and then not believe it at all.
Okay, the first collection of words or the second collection of words?
I would only say the first one, but only because they said extroverted in the second one. But then if it wasn't for that one specific word in the second one, I would say the second one. So you're going to assert that a science is correct, that astrology...
It is correct because that first one was a Libra Virgo.
Oh, get out of here. I hate astrology, I think.
No, I think it's very interesting and fun. If I don't think I believe it. I just think it's fun. So you know what? You wanted to read something. But first, before you read something... This episode is a mess. I want to say thanks to our next sponsor, which is Uncommon Goods. If you're anything like us, you want to win that best gift giver ever title this holiday season. We've got a secret source for that. It's Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has just right gifts for all your loves and likes. We're talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only. It's not stuff you can just find anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. And they have gift guides to help you match the right gift to the right person. Here's some cool stuff we found recently on their site. I got Eric... I've already mentioned this in an episode before, but I got these really cool like whiskey tumblers that are like, they're wood.
Just give them to me already.
I know. I haven't gone home yet. I mean, I ordered them. I'm just waiting for them to come, but they're really cool. I showed them to you last time, but there's a lot of cool stuff. I really want to get the banana hats. There's literally hats for your bananas. They have lots of cool stuff though. Tons of really artsy, kitschy, cool, fun stuff.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Great stuff. Yes. Great stuff. It's very cool.
I'm going to be shopping on here a lot for this holiday season.
It is so much better, and I don't know if you'd agree, to be like the gift-giving winner than it is to be the gift-receiving winner.
Oh, times a million,
like, as far as like satisfaction, and I know you feel the same.
Oh, 100%. You want to give that perfect gift. And these are all really unique. Yes. You're not going to find them anywhere else. So this is a great option for you if you're looking for good Christmas gifts.
Who knows what holiday shopping will look like this season? And the unique gifts at Uncommon Goods can sell out fast. So shop now and get it taken care of early. You love getting good gifts early.
I actually do.
You always are like...
I was thinking about Christmas shopping online last night. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you're decorating our house November 1st.
Of course
I am. So it wouldn't surprise me if you started buying Christmas gifts...
Heck yeah.
...in August.
Yeah.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade right here in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. Uncommon Goods also offers uncommon experiences. Mm-hmm. Did you know this?
I did know this.
Choose from live online classes as mm-hmm. gifts.
Yeah.
Like for mixology. Wink, wink.
I know. I'll get you that. Don't
cooking,
worry.
Flower arranging, embroidery, and more from handpicked artists and experts. And with every purchase you make on Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to nonprofit partner of your choice.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
It's the best.
And you get to choose. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/relax. You guessed it. It's relax. That's uncommongoods.com/relax for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Check it out, guys. You'll love it. You'll love it. All right. So this mess of an episode. Sorry, it's been all over the place.
Mess of an episode. How dare you?
Oh, it's been a mess because first of all, I wanted to know. Whatever. You said you had something you wanted to say about zodiac signs.
Okay.
No.
You've been having a pregnancy
meltdown.
Some sort of allergy meltdown
this whole time.
This whole time.
If you guys could hear the raw footage of this episode, the 2 hours I'm sure that we have of this episode, you would feel so sorry for our editor,
it's just you,
Chris, because it's just me going like, I'm sorry, Chris, you have to cut this. I'm dying. I'm miserable. It's been a rough one. So
it's been pleasant for me.
You know what's crazy? We're only going to have a few more of these episodes before we have babies. Isn't that crazy?
Anytime anyone ever says anything like that to me, I'm like taken aback.
A few more podcasts before we have babies.
It's like that feeling when like if you hit the gas pedal and like your head jerks back.
Yes.
Like, it's like that feeling when people are like, you're going to be a father of five. It's like, what do you mean? Like, it's.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be a father of five.
Family of five.
Yeah. But still, that's insane.
I'm not having five kids, love.
It's crazy.
Stop trying to talk me into it.
Are you kidding?
Stop it.
We are not having more. It's not happening. I can't do this again. Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't like do as much research on cusps as I did Q-tips.
Okay.
But I only got as far as our actual zodiac signs.
Okay.
And there were a couple of cool sentences that I thought were in these articles.
Okay.
That really applied to us.
Okay. Like?
Like when passionate Scorpio meets romantic Libra.
Yeah.
Sparks are sure to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio will be drawn in by Libra's charm.
I've literally read and this grace. Exact quote 10 minutes ago.
While Libra, I know, I'm sure you did.
I literally read this exact quote.
Because it's the first sentence of the article.
That is literally what I just read, but okay.
But did you read this? We'll be intrigued by Scorpio's mysterious bad boy energy.
Bad boy energy?
Bad boy in quotes. Bad boy end quote.
Do you think I have mysterious bad boy energy?
I think you do.
I do not. Do you think I'm mysterious?
Of course not. No. I mean, you have a mysticism about you. You're a mystic, I would say.
I would say you're mysterious.
I think I'm more mysterious than you for sure.
I think that was one of the first things you said to me. I was like, you're so shy. Or I said, like, you're so introverted. Or I said something like that, like early on when we met. I was like, you're so shy. Or I can't remember what I said. Something like that. And you're like, I like to call it mysterious.
I never said
yes,
that. No,
you did. You said that.
Calling
like,
bullshit
okay.
hard. Like
I swear to God, you said that. I was like, okay, who's
then
this guy?
Well, divorce me now if I said that to you because I absolutely did not
you
say that.
You did. I was like, you're so shy. You're so quiet. Like I feel like I can't get to know you or something like that. And you were like, I like to call it mysterious.
If I ever said that, it was only because I was like, and I like didn't know what to say. And
no, it was funny, but I also was like, okay,
thought you were cool. Dude,
okay, guy.
I didn't say that.
Cool. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, you're a bad
boy. You did say that. But anyway. You are mysterious, though, I feel. You are. I don't think I'm mysterious. I think I'm pretty like... You see what you get. What's the term? You see what you get. You get what you. I don't know. What you see is what you get. That's guys. I need to go to bed. Anyway,
the next sentence from an article is kind of horny.
Okay, jeez, what is it?
It's about like them being.
My parents listen to this.
That Scorpios and Libras are a perfect match. Bedroom.
Oh, geez, Louise.
A Libra is very good at communication, which will benefit them both.
I don't think that's true.
They're kind, patient, and non-judgmental, which will help a Scorpio relax and explore their deeper fantasies.
Wait, is this talking about like, if, okay.
Well, let me finish the sentences.
Anyway.
Their deeper fantasies. It's,
please. Yeah. Okay.
This is a couple who will be willing to try new things together.
Why are you talking like
that? I don't know. And even just because I was getting to the end of the sentence, which was, and may even play around with bondage.
Bondage?
That's the same article we've been reading to say.
Oh my God. This is really intense. I don't know about any of that, but moving on.
I can't move on because it's just
a
lot of that.
Our parents listen to this podcast and also a lot of other people. Well, okay. What else does it say that is not about bondage?
It says something about, the other thing that I thought was interesting about like relationship wise with the Libra and Scorpio is how I'm so much of a flirt and I'm like flirting all the time.
It says that about Libras?
And you're jealous. And so it's like, okay, it's like you have to be okay with me flirting all the time.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
That's funny. Cause that's zero true.
Scorpios are the most loyal signs.
I would say that's true.
And wouldn't dare flirt with others.
That's true. I wouldn't dare. That's very true. What? Why are you giving me that look? That's very, very true.
They expect the same from their partner.
Of course. And you don't flirt with anyone either. That's crazy. It says that you're a flirt because you're not. But this is what I'm saying. You're not a Libra. You're a Virgo Libra cusp. So that's not going to be accurate. Are Virgo Libras flirts? Also, I will say this. I don't like that astrology is giving people an excuse to be bad people.
Well, that's what I'm saying about all astrology. It's kind of like playing into like well, that's how you're supposed to be or should be, that it's not
like I'm jealous and crazy, but it's okay because I'm a Scorpio.
Right.
Or which I mean, I'm crazy, but I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm a jealous person, but I would say you for sure are not a flirt at all. And I certainly think, I hope people who are Libras aren't being like, well, I'm a Libra, so I can flirt.
What's, and you just have to be what's okay the sign it. Where they're like, well, sorry, I'm crazy. I'm a this.
Scorpios. You tell someone you're a Scorpio, they go like, oh, they like freak out. Why are you trying to not be in the video today?
Sorry.
If you're watching, you'll see Eric is like not even
just
in
like backwards.
it's like saying like to me, it's like, well, like Flynn saying to me, Dada, what's your favorite color? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I just say a color because like, what do you mean? What's my favorite color? Like this,
okay,
what,
a, this
what
is
an
a
insane question.
This is a whole other.
Nobody has a, favorite color. Yes. That's not 2 years old.
Everyone
like,
has a favorite color.
We're all grown adults and there
huge,
are different colors.
This is a, okay. So you know how everyone thinks I'm insane because I use two Q-tips at once?
Absolutely.
You're
yes.
insane that you think no one has a favorite color. I asked him when we like first started dating, like, what's your favorite color? And he's like,
liars.
What? What's
in the
favorite
same way
color?
That you're like, well, I'm a Scorpio. Like, it's
what?
No,
I'm
like
about.
My favorite color is purple. Like, yeah,
it literally is. My favorite color is literally purple. It is my favorite color. And the fact that you don't have
why isn't your house
is so
purple?
Weird.
Why isn't why aren't your why are your pants?
I would love a purple house. My pants are purple, first of all. But I would love a
the
purple
first
house.
First thing I did was look at your pants to say, why aren't your pants purple?
And
then they were
purple.
Yeah,
I would have everything purple. If it was socially acceptable, I would have everything purple.
Okay, grimace. Like,
I'm just saying, like, people do have favorite colors. And I think it's so weird that you think it's insane that people have favorite
I
colors.
I think that's crazy.
Why do you think
if
that's
if you're
crazy?
Someone who has a favorite color and you're, like, passionate about that, I'm not buying it. You got something to hide. You're mysterious.
Love.
That's mysterious
you guys,
to me.
Please comment and
it's
tell him
he's
nuts.
It's mysterious to me that you have and are passionate
everyone
about a favorite color.
Has a
I
favorite
do not,
color.
Not me. I can't relate.
And it's so weird to me that Flynn asked him, what's your favorite color? And you just lie every time and say a different color every time. You have a favorite color.
I don't have a favorite color.
Oh my God. How?
I don't. What would it be? Tell me. Tell me
I
what's
don't
my
know
favorite
because
color.
You've never told me
exactly
color.
Because there's not like one color of every, you know
is
what I mean?
Is it something you're ashamed of? Because
colors aren't even real. It's just your eye like makes up colors. Like it's not
what?
Even like a real thing.
What are you talking about? It's a real thing.
No, it's just like the cones in your.
Have you ever
in
thought
your,
about
like retina making up? It's not real.
Have you ever? What is real? But have you ever thought about? I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain this. Have you ever thought about how like okay, so when we look at these microphones, they're black, right?
Mine's purple. I don't know what you're
Stop
talking
it.
About.
I'm being for real right now.
Okay.
We both would say this is black. But what if what I see as black is what you see as purple, but you call it black because you've been told that the shade of purple is black. Does that make sense what I'm saying? I think about this all the time.
You're only proving my argument
but do you know
that
what I'm saying?
Favorite colors are total bullshit.
No, they're not bullshit. They're
say a
real.
Bad word.
No, I have to sneeze so bad.
Shock. A shocker.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to come back from that when you say you're going to sneeze and then you abruptly don't sneeze back aggressively.
I am miserable today. I need to go to bed. I'm having a blast with you and I'm having a blast doing this podcast, but like I am
going to say you're blacking
health,
out.
Health-wise, pregnancy-wise.
Yeah, it's not doing it anymore though.
Not doing
it. Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry.
I think
let's
I'm,
end it.
I'm either going to sob or fall asleep. One of the two is happening in the next 5 minutes.
I love that for you. I think that's great.
But first, I'm really craving a club sandwich.
All these things are very Scorpio of you. Is it okay that I touch your hand?
You
it's
can
not
touch
me, it's
my
not
hands.
Me with my foot touching
yeah,
you.
Yeah, as long as it's not your foot. Wait, how good does a club sandwich sound right now?
A club sandwich?
Yeah, like from a diner.
Talk about it.
Like, how good does that sound?
Well, what's the
turkey,
bread?
Bacon, extra bread. Give me all those breads.
Extra bread? Like sourdough?
No, it has like the bread in the middle.
Yeah.
I need it.
What
but
kind
I can't
of
have it. I can't have carbs. But this is my dilemma. I just want a club sandwich and I want to go to bed and eat a club sandwich in bed.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do.
You want to eat a club sandwich in bed?
With no carbs.
And I kept saying, what kind of bread? And you wouldn't answer me.
White bread. What am I, a lunatic? Who wants wheat bread on a club sandwich? White
sourdough.
Bread. If it's toasted, not raw. Toasted sourdough.
It's not going to be toasted? What are you talking about?
We gotta go, guys. Sorry, this is the worst episode ever. It's gonna
Stop
be like
saying
this.
That.
Okay, sorry, I'm not saying that.
We talked about Q-tips
for an 50 hour.
50 minutes.
Okay, wait, you guys, it's you just have to know if this episode was the worst thing you've ever listened to, don't listen till after the babies come, because it's just gonna be like this till the babies come. I'm a disaster. But if you liked it, get ready for
the best one
ever.
We've ever done.
I need to go.
I think I'm doing them by myself the rest of the time.
Goodbye. We love you guys. See you next time.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.